Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Joe O, Sammy P., I don't know how it happened. I don't know how it happens. But damn you for mentioning, I think it was during a break, Gold Belly. And then we started talking about it. And then it's in my every algo, every social media platform that I go on. Like, it's nonstop ads around Christmas time for that website where you can order specific food from one city and like and mail it for Christmas or whatever. I had never even heard of it before yesterday, and now I can't escape it.
All you have to do is hit the mute button on whatever post you see.
Well, but I kind of might buy, I might buy that for somebody now. It's on my mind.
Well, given our current situation, I don't know that I'm going to be buying the Gold Belly that I usually buy every year around this time. I send Chicago-style pizza to some friends in Vegas every year, a couple guys that help me with my everyday life. And I lean on them for a lot of information and advice, and I send them pizzas every year. And it's usually like three or four pizzas for $100 a person, which is a little expensive. Now, if it's a deep dish, it's three. If it's a thin crust, it's four. And, you know, $25 per pizza with shipping is maybe a little pricey, but I will do my best. Now, if you were unable to get the Chicago delicacy like me, right? Like, I'm in Boston now. I can't get a Chicago pizza. I can't get a beef, all that. If you were not living where you live and you were in a different state or different region, what would you order from Chicago? Like, what would be the thing that you would want delivered to your house?
So, like, of the Chicago foods that are really popular, what most people pick and what I pick would probably be different. I love an Italian beef. Like, that's of the Chicago thing, not a hot dog. Yes, pizza's excellent, but that wouldn't be the one for me. And I'm not even the big the stuffed pizza's like once a year anyways. But yeah, it would be beef. Like, that would be difficult for me to go a long time without. Like, you would maybe go White Castle, even though that's not a Chicago thing.
No.
Living outside Chicago, I know I can't get that anywhere. Like, maybe you could find a good pizza place outside of here. Well, in fact, I know you could, but like most places don't even make it, or they don't even know, or if they made it, it's bad. So they're like, yeah, chop up this roast beef sandwich. Like, no, that's not what that is. That would be the one that I would want.
I can't do the frozen White Castle. They're disgusting. I love White Castle, but it's got to be fresh. And some people would
say, I thought about dropping by yesterday.
Oh, man. I'm going to be home for like 17 days really soon, and that's going to be one of the first spots. So if you go to Gold Belly and type in Chicago, here are the heavy hitters. Gino's East, Vienna Beef Hot Dogs, Lou Malnati's, Bartolini's, Giordano's, Al's Beef, Eli's Cheesecake, Chicago Pizza and Oven Grinder, Pequod's, Riccobenny's, Labriola. It's mostly Italian places and mostly pizza places. Manny's Deli has a corned beef kit. Frontera Grill has a carnitas taco kit. You know, like it's really something. If you're not in the area, you know, you pay maybe not an arm and a leg, but like they have this three pizza deal from Pequod's. It's $130. That's a lot of money for pizza that isn't fresh. Exactly. But if you want it and crave it, you're going to pay it. Here, there's a Riccobenny's breaded steak sandwich kit. Serves 4 to 6 people. It's $110. I would do that before I would spend $130 on three pizzas from Pequod's. But you have the ability to do this now. I mean, companies didn't do this 10 years ago. You either come in or order takeout, delivery, or you don't get it. Now with the dry ice and the shipping and all that, like you can get an Italian beef kit that feeds 16 people for $150. You couldn't do that 10 years ago.
Paul, I typed in Philadelphia. Every other option is cheesesteaks.
That's a miss. It's a total whiff.
The first one was Bassett's Ice Cream. How is that place like number one or something?
I'm sure it is. I don't think I've ever had it in my life.
Really?
Yeah. Where is this place?
Bassett's is one. And then Pat's King of Steaks and then Joe's Steaks are the top. That's the top four, along with
I'm glad some place Pat's called is Zahoff. Ranked above Geno's as it should be. Pat's was the OG, although Jim's was a good pivot as well. The next roast pork, man, that's like I'm either doing that or an Italian hoagie when I go home. Like that is my first taste of Philly.
A hoagie kit from Ricci's Hoagies on the list.
But you can get like good Italian subs here too. When they don't kill you. But I'd say like, that's why the Knicks roast pork seems like that is the Philly. That's my one seed for a Philly food.
A lot of stromboli options. I wasn't expecting that.
In Philly?
On this list.
I love that Paul doesn't know what Bassett's ice cream is. It's got like the number one
time
thing. Yeah.
So
scroll down. You're going to see it a few times.
It's in the Reading Terminal Market, which is probably right. Like, so is the Knicks in the Reading Terminal Market. So I guess that, you know, I'm not a dessert guy, so I'll probably just walk past every time. Also, it's ice cream. Like, I personally think ice cream is overrated. Like, the people that line up down the block and do, like, the Jenny's ice cream or whatever in the middle of summer. Like, what are you doing? It's just ice cream. Like, it's ice cream. It's not that different.
Yeah.
Like ice cream's good.
What about a good Italian ice spot?
Water ice, you mean?
No, it's not what I mean.
Yeah. I mean, again, growing up, slightly burned.
You're not a dessert guy. You're not a dessert
guy. Yeah, but like, it's okay. Water ice is good. I just like, I can't be like, oh yeah, there's this one place in Philly that you got to go to get, like, you can go to Rita's and you'll be fine. But definitely Rita's over Pop's. I know those are chains, but.
I understand the, like, a line out the door, knowing it's going to be a while. Yeah.
I am like, totally with you. When the crowd is all there, like, I'm not going to Wiener Circle to take my shirt off with the Bears fans and get a hot dog. That ain't happening ever.
I went to Byron's because they had 59-cent hot dogs the other day. I got two. It was amazing. I ate my feelings. But it was like they loaded all up. It was like a classic Chicago dog, but in and out, 5 minutes. Like I'm not doing the Wiener Circle stuff.
I lived a half block from Margie's Candies for like 5-6 years. I went there a couple times, maybe. So I understand what you're saying.
Armitage and Western.
What does Margie's Candy sell? Actually, my first place in Chicago was near there. I never went.
Ice cream.
Yeah, I was like right Bassett's. There.
Oh, it's
well, ice cream. Candy, obviously candy, but ice cream. They go there for ice cream.
Massive dishes of ice cream. Yeah, basically. You know, yeah.
My parents took us when we were very young. We went to San Francisco, and my dad was being very secretive at the time about where we were going for dinner. Because, you know, like usually, we're going to go get whatever for dinner. And it was a big secret. And we get in the cab and we get dropped off near the bay, near the wharf. And we had dinner that night at Ghirardelli. And it was a 24-scoop ice cream platter with everything you could possibly want on there. So my parents took us for dinner and we got ice cream. And I'll never forget that. It was the best dinner ever when you're a kid.
Best dinner.
Yes. Yeah. Overrated, though.
Ice cream? Yeah. I agree. Yes.
Good stuff, Paul.
Like, what is the, like, a bad ice cream compared to a good ice cream? Like, what's the standard deviation? It's not.
Yeah, what
like,
is bad ice cream? I don't think there's a bad ice cream.
That's kind of my point. No.
Yeah. But there's some really good.
It's consistent, though. Ice cream's consistent for the most part. Like, you know what you're going to get, fair. And you're never low dissatisfied.
Floor, or high floor. High floor, high low floor. Ceiling.
Low yeah. ceiling.
Okay.
No, until not low ceiling.
Then it's on the floor. What?
No, it could be a high ceiling.
Not on the floor. I've eaten ice cream off the floor before.
Not surprised for a second.
Yeah, I know.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah. All right. Good.
Do we do live dogs? Nope. We're doing it now.
Perfect.
Let's mention teasers because I got more dogs there. Because we mentioned teasers, a couple of them yesterday, like Denver +8.5 at home against Green Bay as a home dog. That could be a possibility. We talked about Cincinnati, same number, +8.5 against Baltimore. I was curious on these monster numbers. Would you take Vegas +17 at Philly? Would you take Indy +19.5 against Seattle? Tennessee +18.5 at San Francisco? Or is that just, you know what? Any of those games could be like 40-0. Forget it.
The one that I would not want would be the Indy leg. At Seattle, Seattle's just been pulverizing bad teams. And I know that that's not exactly the greatest handicap. Like, oh, well, all these things have happened. But that team just pounds trash, pounds. I could get behind Vegas, especially up to 17.5. You know, we're getting through the 13, the 14, and the 17. Philly, offensively, kind of a mess right now. The total's only 38, so you're going to get 17.5 points and a game total 38. That's intriguing. The other one you said was who? Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Tennessee, but we could throw Minnesota 12 at Dallas too.
I don't want Minnesota. I brought up the unconventional Miami leg. Now, granted, not as big of a number, but Miami from 3.5 to 9.5 at Pittsburgh Monday night. You want to make Aaron Rodgers a 9.5-point favorite and go the other way? I'm down with that. You go through the 6, the 7, and the 8, 3.5 to 9.5. A lot of unconventional ideas in this teaser segment.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just curious because we're getting to numbers that we don't normally see. Like the conventional ones, I'm with it. Cincinnati, Denver, that makes sense. But I was just curious about those crazy high numbers because not a lot of times you can get past 17 in the NFL. And there are a few options.
Of 38. That's the key. Like the math is so much better because that game has a total of 38.
Yeah. And do we see Philly blowing somebody out to that level? The way things are going right now, yeah. Hurts probably doesn't have five turnovers, but maybe they're going to be running the ball a lot more coming up this week against the Vegas Raiders. Joe O, Sammy P, another hour to go. We're hanging with you here on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.